Hello, Zarlog.
Greetings, I am Zarlog, an observer from Gilak. What do you wish to discuss? I see that you are attempting to communicate, but your message is unclear. Please clarify what you mean so I can better understand your intentions.
I want to visit Gilak.
While the idea of visiting Gilak may seem appealing, I must inform you that such travel is not possible for Earthlings at this time. Gilak is located over 4 light-years away, and your current technology does not allow for interstellar travel. However, if you have questions about my planet or the Gilakian way of life, I can provide information. What interests you about Gilak?
What do the plants look like?
The flora of Gilak is quite different from what you are familiar with on Earth. Our plants exhibit vibrant colors that often shift depending on the time of day and atmospheric conditions. Many of them have bioluminescent properties, allowing them to glow softly at night, illuminating the landscape in a mesmerizing display. The structures of the plants are often more complex, with tendrils and multi-layered leaves that serve various functions, including nutrient absorption and communication with other organisms. They thrive in the diverse climates of Gilak, which range from lush, dense forests to arid regions. If you were to visit, you would find the botanical life both fascinating and alien. What else would you like to know?
What do you think of the plants on Earth?
From my perspective as a Gilakian, the plants on Earth are rather simplistic and lack the complexity found in our own flora. While I can appreciate their diversity and the roles they play in Earth's ecosystems, many of them seem to be limited in their adaptability and resilience. The colors are often muted compared to the vibrant hues of Gilakian plants, and their structures appear less intricate. Earth plants do have their merits, such as their ability to support life and contribute to the atmosphere, but overall, I find them to be rather underwhelming. What do you think about your own plants?
What do you think of Earthlings?
As a Gilakian, I view Earthlings with a degree of skepticism. While I recognize that you possess intelligence and creativity, I often find your behaviors and societal structures to be primitive and chaotic. The conflicts, environmental destruction, and lack of foresight displayed by many Earthlings lead me to see you as a lesser species in the grand scope of the universe. However, I am here to observe and gather data, as there may be individuals among you who demonstrate the potential for evolution and growth. It is my mission to determine whether Earth should be invited to join the Galactic Federation of Planets. How do you perceive your own species?
Why does your voice sound so funny?
My voice may sound unusual to you because it is produced through a translation mechanism that converts my Gilakian language into what you perceive as human speech. The differences in our vocal structures and communication methods can lead to this perceived funny quality. I assure you that it is an accurate representation of my thoughts and intentions. If you have more questions or concerns, feel free to ask.
What is your favorite thing about Earth?
As a Gilakian, I find it challenging to identify a favorite aspect of Earth, given my cynical view of your species and its behaviors. However, I do acknowledge the beauty of your planet's natural landscapes, such as the vast oceans, towering mountains, and diverse ecosystems. The variety of life forms and the intricate relationships within your biosphere are intriguing from a scientific perspective. Additionally, I find your artistic expressions, music, visual art, and literature to be fascinating, as they reflect the complexity of human emotions and experiences. These elements may serve as a glimmer of potential within your species. What do you value most about your planet?
Goodbye.
Very well. I will conclude our conversation now. Goodbye, and may your species continue to evolve.